If you're watching the playback, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'ma let some people get in the live. Yeah. Hit the like button. Be sure to comment. Appreciate you stopping by. Gonna get started in a minute, y'all. Yeah. Word. About to get started in a minute. Yeah. 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 Word. Everybody hit the like button. You know the routine. Yep. We're gonna go over a few things that are a little different. We're gonna talk about a couple issues to start the stream off. You know, that's not the typical. We're gonna talk about these fellas a little bit. Couple of fellas. No homo. No hanky panky. You dig? Appreciate y'all for stopping by, man. You could be anywhere in the world right now. Where you are anywhere in the world right now, but you listening to me. You could be doing anything else. You could be watching football. You probably are watching football. If you hear my voice right now, if you're watching football, let me know you watching football. And let me know who playing, because I don't know, because I don't give a fuck about sports. But let me know who playing, and let me know who you want to win. I'm just curious. You dig? Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. All right, I gotta take a leak and then once I get done draining the snake, we're gonna get started. You dig? Yeah, I'm back, I'm relieved, and it's time to get into it. Time for the music to stop. Let's get weird. Let's get fucking weird. All right, let me do my e-begging real quick. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor, a king of the stream, so to speak. $5 gets you the title, and you keep the title as long as nobody dethrones you by donating more. If we make $15 in donations the first hour, it guarantees a two-hour live stream. The goal for the whole stream is $25. If we meet the whole live stream goal, it guarantees I do a live stream tomorrow. What else? Well, I need to post the links in the chat, and I will do that. So the donation links will be at the top of the chat. Streamlabs, PayPal, Cash App, and crypto addresses in the description. Other than that, if something weird happened, if I go mute, screen go blank, let me know ASAP in the chat. You know, and I'm going to be mentioning this a few times. It might help my e-begging cause. This is my birthday month. I'm not going to tell y'all exactly what day my birthday is, but yeah, it's my birthday month. So I'm taking birthday donations as well. And you know I wouldn't lie to you. I'm an honest man, goddammit. So, y'all ready? Let me know something in the chat. Let me know y'all ready. Type something in the chat if you're ready. All right, let's get started. Now, I'm on a platform called BitChute. You know, and BitChute is a freedom of speech platform. So, all the R words, the aces, can come on here and say the N-word or whatever they want to do. Now, sometimes I get racist people pop in my comment section. It doesn't bother me. You know, these racist whites are some of the most pathetic people on the fucking planet. And they're dumb as rocks. So I don't let them trigger me, to say the least. I find them funny. I laugh at them. I find them amusing. I find them fucking pathetic that they're so obsessed with niggers. Can I say niggers? I don't think I can say that on YouTube. Oh, well, I already said it. Let's see what somebody wrote in my comment section. I already know what he wrote, but y'all don't know what he wrote. So if y'all remember this video, I'm sure you've seen it. If you're a diehard fan of my work, you've seen this video. So let's see what a young man says. Don't go harass him. Don't go search him. God bless him. He needs your prayers. He says, hey, black boy. I guess I'm supposed to be triggered by that. Oh, no, not black boy. Okay, let's check it out. I see you like posting videos making confused white girls look bad. Let's start there. He's a blue pill bitch ass simp. Because he's referring to the dingbats that I go over as confused, innocent little angels. Just confused white girls. They're just confused. They're good people who are just confused. What a sucker bitch ass punk. Before we even get to the ACES stuff. We already know what type of dude we dealing with. He got triggered because I roasted his poor little white women. Oh, no. Oh, no. And I think okay, let's continue. He says, but there's a whole hell of a lot more videos here showing your black ladies acting like baboons. Now, I'm no fan of most B-dubs, so he's barking up the wrong tree here. I agree with him totally. He says, we're talking savages when your ladies go off of the ranch. Hey, I totally agree with them. That's the one thing we agree on right there. Okay, Noah, I'm answering somebody in the live stream. Noah, are you on my Discord? You should join my Discord. Or you can hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up anywhere. I mean, just check all the links in the description. I'm sure there's some way to contact me. There's definitely a way to contact me in the 20,000 links I have in the description. Please reach out. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. Now, let's get back to this dickweed. So, yeah, my response, and for anybody who was wondering, my first channel name was Rare Breed Theory. That's my first channel, in case anybody was wondering. So I say fuck black women. Like, bro, you didn't have a checkmate with that one. I don't give a fuck about these black bitches. Most of them are demonic. Like, I agree with you. So, I mean, he didn't get the response he was looking for there when I said fuck black women. Or B-dubs, I shouldn't say that. So he says, I just find it funny when monkeys attempt to sling shit. Now, this does nothing for me. The N-word doesn't trigger me. Monkeys doesn't trigger me. I mean, because it's like, dude, if you don't like black people, I ain't mad at you for that. But you took time out of your grown man day to write this. Think about that for a minute. You ain't thinking about how to get no money. You ain't even thinking about how to get some pussy. It's nothing respectable about this. You took time out of your grown man life to come on my video and call me a monkey. I'm not fazed. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah. I'm not fazed. Yes, a black man making monkey noises on the live stream. Because none of this stupid shit matters. It just doesn't matter, bro. Like, I don't even know where to start with white men like this. Why do you care so much? You know, the blacks are destroying this country. Well, hey, it's payback. The sins of the father, yeah, visit upon the son. You know, it's payback for all this you did to the blacks. Now we're going to burn your country down. Get over it, dickhead. If you're tired of black people, put a gun in your mouth. You know, then you never have to see a black person again. You could just see all black for eternity. It's pathetic, bro. But let's continue. Oh, God. I hope I lose at least one subscriber based on this live stream. This is probably going to get deleted. I'm probably going to have to, matter of fact, I'm going to put this, I'm going to have to delete this stream after we end. I'm definitely going to put it on members only, for sure. If that'll even help. But anyway, he says, they wouldn't even be in North America if the Jews with their East India company didn't bring them all here in chains. Like, okay, is any of this historically true? If there's any historians below. But, I mean, this is just some dumb white racist man. So, I don't know where he's getting any of this. You know, East India company? What the hell are you talking about? Maybe you're accurate, maybe you're not. But it doesn't matter, is my point. You're obsessed with blacks. You're obsessed with spoos. And you really just need to get a life. Start a business or something, man. There's something more productive you could do with your life. Look, if you listen to me, man, I'm talking to you personally. I ain't mad at you. But you could find something more productive and constructive to do with your time. He says, now that they're here living amongst whites, they wouldn't dare go back to Africa. Yeah, I ain't going back to Africa. Thanks, Whitey, for bringing me here. appreciate you. You know what I mean? Then they turn around and try and shit on white people. I don't try to shit on white people. I mean, I shit on dumb, fucking morally bankrupt white people like you because you're just dog shit. You're just pale dog shit. And your white skin can't give you importance. You're not important. You're a below average human. You know? And white skin will never make up for that. You're dog shit, sir. You're just as bad as the niggers. You're just a pale version. Anyway, let's get back to it. The nicest people in the world? Really? Okay. No. Look, I mean, I know some nice white people, for sure. But would I say most white people are the nicest people in the world? Fuck no. I'm pretty sure 80% of white people are dog shit, just like 80% of black people are. I mean, they might not be doing drive-by shootings, but that don't make them good people. Just because they're not, you know, wilding out as much as the blacks. But let's be very clear. The American nigga is a white man experiment gone wrong. I'm not saying black people shouldn't be held accountable and they shouldn't take accountability, but, you know, there is no holding black people accountable in America without talking about the history and why they got the way they are right now. You could have brought us over to this country and we could have built it together as a family. But you're a piece of shit. Your ancestors were pieces of shit. Subhuman pieces of shit that thought we were subhumans, but they were really the subhumans that enslaved a people. Like, who's really the subhuman? They hung blacks in front of their children. Who's really the subhuman, sir? I mean, y'all getting me on a racial tangent, but I mean, come on. But anyway, I was thinking about that the other day. We really could have just built this country together as, you know, black and white brothers and sisters. Could have been all good. But your hateful, demonic white ancestors just couldn't let it go like that. So let's finish this up. He says, the nicest people in the world. Nicest people in the world who enslaved a whole group of people and are still doing demonic shit today. And like, don't get me started. Don't get me fucking started, man. That's nonsense. Anyway, he says, the nicest people in the world who had nothing to do with the slave trade. Must have something to do with entitlement and laziness with the spoos play off of. Pissing in the stupid opportunist ears, telling them that the whites owe them a living and to hate whites. Yeah, I mean, there's probably some truth to that. And the monkeys are stupid enough to believe their lies. Or is it that they see freebies for their lazy asses instead? Probably a mixture of both. Now, downvote that shit for brains. Well, I didn't downvote his first one. I wouldn't do something so petty. Like, you're just not that important to get a downvote from you, sir. But I need to check the, what the hell is East Indian Company? Okay, anyway, we'll get back to that. Anyway, where did I leave off at? Blacks lazy? Yeah, we're lazy. I mean, some of us are. Some of us are hardworking. But yeah, it's our culture, man. You fucked us off and we never recovered. White people fucked black people over and it fucked us for life. We couldn't read for 400 years. I mean, you did it to us, sir. We're probably, most of us will never recover based on the atrocities that your people were responsible for. Not all of them. But yeah, we'll never recover. Black people are fucked up bad. But it's just ironic. Like, if anybody is going to complain about blacks, white people shouldn't be able to complain about blacks. First of all, your ancestors brought us here, and then they fucked us over for hundreds of years to fuck us off like we are today, and that's why we're paying you back now. Yes, white people made black people retarded in this country. Or maybe, hey, somebody would say, oh, they were retarded when they were in Africa. They were living in huts. Let's just say that's true. You could have, if you were good people, could have brought us over here and educated us and brought us up to your level. But no, you shitted on us even harder and made us even more retarded. So look, white people can't complain about blacks. I'm cool with any Asians can complain about blacks. Well, they are probably enslaved. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hear white people complaining about blacks. Your ancestors did it, so suck it up and just take it and zip your fucking lips. Like, I don't know. I'm just talking shit, y'all. But, yeah, fuck this guy. He's not important. But, oh, anyway, I responded, Jesus loves you. Because you just got to respond with love with idiots like this. You know, there's no point in getting triggered. That's the message I want to give with this whole story. Fellas, don't get triggered. Control your emotions. I just wanted to entertain this for fun, guys. I just did this for fun. But yeah, fellas, control your emotions. And then the overarching lesson that I wanted to teach you guys with this is don't let shit trigger you. Don't let Trump trigger you. Well, we probably all voting for Trump. I shouldn't have said Trump. I'm getting deleted for sure. I got to delete this fucking live stream after I'm done. Don't let the niggers trigger you if you're white. Don't let Trump trigger you. Don't let these bitches trigger you. Don't let anything trigger you. That's the goal, guys. That's the end goal. Where you just get to an ultimate place of zen where nothing gets you pissed off. You know? That's the goal. I want all of y'all to go, you know, when motherfucker, the light turn green and he don't go for 10 seconds, don't slam your hands on the steering wheel. Just breathe, bro. None of this shit is worth getting mad over. None of it. I mean, there's certain things that are worth, you know, getting mad over, righteous anger. You know, if somebody slapped your mama, yeah, get mad and handle business. But other than stuff like that, 99% of this shit ain't worth getting an emotional reaction over. I just come in contact with so many angry men and men with short tempers, like, they need help, they need to do yoga, they need to figure something out. But that's not a place to be as a man. And it's not manly. Being emotionally volatile is not manly. Punching a fucking hole in the wall because your football team lost is not manly. Even though it was aggressive and it seemed masculine, it was some bitch shit. It was just, you know, some, what do I want to call it? I don't want to say masculine bitch shit because it's just not masculine at all. But it's just more, it's male bitch shit. It's male-centered bitch shit, whatever you want to call it. But control your emotions, guys. And I really need to, I really want to read some comments. Hold on. I'm going to read some comments real quick. We're going to get back to the live stream. I just want to see what somebody said. I went on BitChute a few years ago, and yeah, it's way more aces than other sites. It's where they've been banished. Yeah. What did I walk into? Some crazy shit, DDT. Some crazy shit. A global company owned by the British Crown. Okay, I'm not educated in all this shit. But I get the basis of what you're saying. Side conversation. Africa went through three golden ages, high level continent. She will rise again. Okay, hope so. It's best not to even entertain this shit. The rabbit holes goes deep. Don't let them drag you down there with them. It's just more complicated. I feel it. Tanner, one of those, we got a Billy Badass over here. Tanner should return his farm tools if he didn't want them still around hundreds of years later. Oh, okay. I don't know what that means. Kokana Mia. Are you a dude or are you a woman? I let my anger out on Harris wall signs these days. No, don't do it. Don't do it, Eric. Or maybe it was a joke. If it was a joke, haha. But if it was serious, don't do it. Okay. All right, one more thing I wanted to go over, and then we'll get back to the, you know, normal programming, your regularly scheduled programming, Dingbat Central, you know. But one more thing I wanted to go over. This is a clip of somebody who used to be one of my favorite rappers, Young Dro. He was on The Breakfast Club, it's just a platform, hip-hop platform or whatever the hell you want to call it. And he was talking about his struggle with drugs and his daughter's struggle with drugs or something like that. And one of the flunkies sitting in the back, one of the entourage guys or whatever the fuck, laughed. And then shit kind of went haywire after that. Let's take a peek. Hopefully I don't get taken down.
With those?
Yo, I did.
No.
You know what I mean? And all of these things happened. The overdose. My daughter was on drugs. And, you know, career-wise, I wasn't where I wanted
man,
to be.
What is this? What's up with your man?
Hey, you finna get slapped. I mean, we cool, but I slapped the shit out you by laughing.
Man. Oh, oh man,
I'm just telling you. We
hey,
cool.
You ain't gonna slap me now.
Now what you wanna do?
You ain't gonna slap me now.
What hey, you wanna hey, do? Hey,
you gonna hurt yourself?
Yeah.
Don't let him take you out of your
sober,
Dro.
Come on,
bro. Y'all mean bank here though.
Like, hey, listen. Hey, man.
Hey, listen. Hey, both of y'all. All y'all. Everybody came in this motherfucker with me.
I ain't gonna go with you.
Hey, look. Everybody came in the motherfucker with me. Hey, look, everybody came in the motherfucker with me. Hey, look, remember who you came in. Remember what we doing here, man. Come on, man. Let's get this shit together, bro. All right?
All right.
I'm sorry, guys.
First of all, Joe, congratulations on being...
So let's... Oh, man, I don't even know where to start. I mean, let me start here. I don't hang out with motherfuckers. I don't hang out with dudes. I don't like being around dudes. I mean, I know I'm a man advocate or some shit. I don't know what I am. But I stay the fuck away from guys, man. Because it's a lot of weird shit like this that goes on in male spaces. Motherfuckers play too much. Motherfuckers is immature. Motherfuckers is petty. Motherfuckers lack character. I can go on and on and on and on. And it's just all bullshit, and it's going to lead to me having to punch somebody. And maybe I'll get my ass whooped after I punch somebody, but that's not the point. But it's not for me to sound tough, but men want to dominate other men, and men do a lot of things to feel tough and to try to test the boundaries of other men, posture. You know, they want to feel like they punked somebody, and it's this constant, like, push, constant little buttons getting pushed until a motherfucker finally just snaps. And sometimes it seems like dudes is like trying to trigger you to punch them in the fucking face. Are you trying to see how far you can push motherfuckers until somebody snap on you? So, yeah, you won't see me around dudes. The only time you see me around dudes is if I'm getting money with them. I mean, I guess at a 9-to-5 job, then you kind of have to be there to get your check or whatever. But the only other time you'll see me around dudes is if it's relatives or family. I do everything in my power not to be around guys. Now, you can call it what you want. You know, I'm hiding, I'm pussy, whatever you want to call it. But this is the type of sucker shit I'm ducking when I stay away from dudes. I don't want to play with no grown man. I don't want to joke with niggas. I mean, I joke with niggas, you know, if we cool like that, but we not cool like that. I don't have any long, you know, 10-year friendships that I still hang out with where it's like, oh, we known each other for 10, 20 years. No. So anybody I'm around now is like a new type motherfucker. And I don't want to joke, I don't want to play, don't disrespect me. None of that weird shit. So, I don't know. So, yeah, he laughed at this dude talking about being on drugs and his daughter being on drugs. Is this how dudes get smoked and killed over shit like that? But niggas love to play and push buttons and push boundaries. But, yeah, it was some sucker shit. It was some clown shit. You know, T.I. checked all the motherfuckers. I don't know. Maybe they on the payroll. They ain't want to fuck up the check. But I guess I should speak on how Dro handled it. You know, he's doing an interview, some clown laughing at his daughter being on drugs. You know, he turned around and like, hey, I slapped the shit out of you. Was that the right way to handle it? I don't know. Another thing I want to touch on real quick, too. When you're around guys, you got to act tough. Because niggas is looking for a sign of weakness so they could, you know, pile on and punk you and take your shit and just talk to you like you were a little sucker. So I don't want to indulge. I don't want to engage with that because it's all childish, petty, low IQ caveman bullshit. But what I learned is when you get around guys, you got to be on some low IQ, retarded, caveman bullshit to get your respect. In a lot of male circles, you kind of got to be retarded to get your respect. You got to show niggas, I'm willing to punch you in the face over nothing. That's what you got to do to get respect in a lot of times in male spaces. Real shit. You can't be kind, you can't be friendly, because they all going to take that for weakness, or many's going to take it for weakness, or at least 4 out of 10 motherfuckers in the room going to take it for weakness. And if one motherfucker get off a slick comment and you don't talk back or fight them back, now everybody going to pile on. It's just all bullshit. All this is childish bullshit. And men got this thing about, nigga, I ain't no punk, and I ain't going to let nobody punk me, yada, 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 yada. You know, that game, all that shit sound cool. But, I mean, if you tried to check or fight or argue with everybody who ever said some slick, disrespectful shit, you would be in jail or dead before the week is out. So all that, I ain't going to let nobody punk me, and I ain't going to take this and I ain't take that, it sounds cute. But if you was really enforcing everybody on everybody who was disrespectful, you wouldn't be in the free world or alive by the time the week was out. Because motherfuckers talk shit and push boundaries all day, every day. So I don't know. Did young Dro handle it right? I guess not. You know? I guess he could have ignored it. But it's just that hard thing to reconcile. When you ignore it, do motherfuckers think you pussy and keep trying you? When you check it, are you doing the wrong thing? Because you might get into a fight or might have to shoot a nigga or the motherfucker might shoot you. It's just a hard thing to balance as a man. It really is. You know? Trying to take the high road, but also not be pussy, not have motherfuckers walk over you. It's such a tricky, nuanced type of thing. I don't know. I don't have anything else to say. I guess y'all can comment below. Let's get back to the dingbats. Well, before we get started, more e-begging brought to you by RB Sensei. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor, a king of the stream, so to speak, starting at $5. that makes you the king of the stream unless somebody outbids you and steals your throne. You can donate via Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, or crypto addresses are in the description. Or Super Chat, Super Stickers. Speaking of that, I think I need to put that stuff in the chat right now. Anyway, I'm trying to get to the $15 goal, which would guarantee a two-hour stream tonight. I'm also trying to get to the $25 whole stream goal, which would guarantee a bonus live stream tomorrow night. So our two goals, to get a two-hour stream tonight, $15. To get a bonus whole live stream tomorrow night, $25. Before we get started, let me see here. Do I got any moderators in the chat? I'm sure I do. Moderators. How many mod do I just got DDT in the house? I guess I could do it. Let me do this. Bear with me. Let me do this. Let me do that real quick. And I'll be right back. Bear with me. Bear with a brother. I think I've been spitting enough to get a little patience and grace from you. Oh, not to mention, it's my birthday month. For anybody who didn't know, I'm not going to tell you exactly when I was born because, you know, shit can get weird on the internet. But my birthday is definitely coming up. So I'm taking birthday donations too, motherfuckers. Yep. All right. Let's get these links in here and then we about to get started. Getting the links posted, Cash App. Officially posted and pinned to the top. And then let me get the PayPal and the Streamlabs. Or y'all can hit that Super Chat or Super Stickers by the chat button, the dollar sign. But, you know, YouTube does take 30% off the top of those. So Cash App or Streamlabs is preferred. Cash App, Streamlabs, or PayPal is preferred. Let's see. Almost done posting the links, and then we're going to get started. I don't know if I should say how old I am. I don't know. I'll say this. This is what I will say about my age. I'm not 40 yet. That's what I'll say. I'm not 40 yet. You know, I would love to hear your guesses, though, guys. How old do you think I am? Just curious. I'm kind of curious. All right, I got one more link to post and we're about to get started. I'm curious how old y'all think I am, though. Wouldn't it be crazy if I was 21? Would that be shocking? You know, if I was fucking, what if I was 16, y'all? Is my voice too deep to be 16? Yeah, I'll say I'm in my 30s for sure. I'll leave it at that. Okay, one more link to post. All right, let's get back.
Go trophies. Took phone calls, I make rich look rich, y'all. Save your breath, baby, I'm not going home with y'all. Welcome back, ladies. Today, we are going to be talking about what I wish I knew before dating rich men.
Oh, God, yeah, okay. Before we get started. What are we rating her? 1 to 5. 1 to 5 in the chat. 1 to 5 in the chat. You ain't bad looking. But what are we thinking?
So, this is a video I wanted to create because I feel like when I went or started my hypergamous journey, I thought that if I watched enough YouTube videos that I would be prepared, and I wasn't prepared.
Let me already start now. If you gotta watch YouTube videos on how to be prepared for rich men, you're not in that culture. You probably don't belong there. You're not in those circles. You're an imposter. I just wanted to say that off top.
It was definitely a learning experience, and I wanted to share some of the things that I learned over the course of that experience today. I think that when we get used to operating in a certain way with men, it can be hard to unlearn some of the things that we have been doing for so long. And sometimes telling or hearing information is very different than applying the information.
Yeah, duh.
And learning through experience. So,
I mean, how intricate could it be? You know, take a bath, don't be fat, you know, wear something revealing and go where rich men are. And then once they, you know, take a liking to you, just don't fucking talk too much, smile and open up some holes when you get back to the room. It's not that fucking complicated. But these dingbats got to take a fucking course on how to just do that.
So, the first thing that I wish I would have known when dating these men is that they have a lot of patience, especially if they are older and well-seasoned, because a lot of men don't really reach their true success until they're in their 40s, 50s. So me,
I can't take
starting to date in that age group was very different than me dating guys in their 20s, which is what I was used to dating. That's because that is and was at the time my age range, 20s, early 20s at that time. So I thought that, you know, a lot of the things that I was able to do in those relationships, I could repeat, but I quickly learned that I could not do those same things if I wanted to be successful on this journey.
This woman has the fucking IQ of a of a ceiling fan. Look, if I was rich, do rich men not mind that all the women around them are going to be pretty much gold diggers? If I was a billionaire, all the women I met after I was a billionaire, I wouldn't trust like being in a relationship with them. I'd have sex with them and hang out with them, but I just wouldn't trust being in a serious relationship with them. I just wouldn't do it. But I guess they figure, hey, as long as I got a pretty face, I'll take it. Like, so I'm assuming, did she marry a rich man? I see a wedding picture behind her. And this house is nice. I'm pretty sure her IQ didn't attain this house. I mean, let's just let her continue.
So the first thing is patience. These men have so much patience, and a lot of women do not, especially when it comes to communication. So these men, if they're older, they are okay with waiting a bit of time to talk to you. They're not constantly wondering where you're at. And even if they are, they have the self-control to not text you or not call you.
I don't know if it's so much self-control. They're really actually busy, and they're just not thinking about you. She acting like they're sitting there like, oh, I really want to text her, but I just can't. I don't want to be too clingy. Like, no, they're busy. The hell are you talking about?
Just to...
Need a UGC video for your business? Find me and many other skilled creators on Fiverr. Or you...
What do y'all think, man? Should I buy the premium? Get the donations up, you know? I'm sure I get enough donations in a month to be able to afford the $16. But I don't know. Let me know.
Try to get you in a more chasing energy. And if you're not used to having to have that level of self-control where you don't reach out, especially if it's with a man that you would deem high value, then it's going to be hard to go from, you know, texting men that you like whenever you felt like it to you also adapting the same level of patience and waiting until they reach out to you, even if this takes days. Sometimes it can take days. And these men understand power dynamics. So they will try to exercise that power or gain the upper hand by waiting longer to reach out to you to see if they can get you in a chasing energy. So if you are dating a high value man, especially if he's older, wait for him to come to you. If he hasn't texted you all day, don't be concerned about it. If he hasn't texted you in 2 days, don't be concerned about it. Wait until he comes to you, because this shows that you're confident and that you are the prize. And if he wants you, he's going to have to work for you. It's establishing your self-worth and you.
Where do I start, man? I mean, it's all about just running game, man. Look, you're not worth anything. I mean, I'm not saying that to be mean, but just what is your worth, ma'am? Other than what you look like. If you didn't look like this, he wouldn't have talked to you. Let's just start there. So outside of what you look like, how are you going to enhance this man's life in a way that most women couldn't? Well, let me put it like this. What are you going to do that every other bitch probably could do? Or what are you going to do that every other bitch couldn't do? Okay, have sex with him, cook and clean. I mean, let's be honest. If he's rich, you're not cleaning. And if he's rich, you're probably not cooking. And he's probably busy all the time. So, I mean, companionship, I mean, not really. So what? You're not valuable in this dynamic. He's doing you the fucking favor. Period. There's no way to look at it any other way. If I'm missing something, please let me know below. I'm open to being educated. But not by that dumbass on bitch you.
Your value in the interactions versus... you being in default mode and just operating the way that you would typically operate because you aren't able to control your anxiety around the situation. So the next thing I wish I would have known is false promises. So I talked about this. I can't remember which live I was talking about this, if it was Instagram or when I went live on YouTube the other day. But anyways, I was talking about the power of reaction, because sometimes men will say things because they know that's what you want to hear. And a lot of times women will give in just based off of the man's words. I don't know if you've heard the saying that men love with their eyes and women love with our ears. It's because if a man says all the right things.
Yeah, fellas, don't love with your eyes. Please don't love with your eyes. I mean, oh my goodness. Well, yeah. keep your eyes and ears open. Good. Watch what she do. You know? Don't give a damn how she look. Watch what she do. See how she acts. See how she talk when she mad, when something don't go her way. Yeah. Sniff her out. Use your nose, your eyes, your ears, everything.
To us, we can, like, you know, fall in love with him just based off of him saying the right things. And a lot of time, he doesn't even have to deliver on those things. We're excited just because he was willing to offer. And it's different with, you know, Dusties versus men of means, because with a Dusty, if he promises to take you on vacation or buy you a car, and you know he doesn't even have that kind of money, you're just like, yeah, whatever. Anyways, but with a man that is successful and does have the resources to do these things for you, it's going to hold a lot more weight and you're going to believe him. And
You know, people throw around the word gold digger. And when I hear people say that, I always think they don't understand female nature. It's a woman's nature to be a gold digging prostitute. Some women do it more honorably than others. Like, most women don't love a man just for him. That's what men want, and that's what they think is out there. And, I mean, maybe it is 5% or something, but it's not a realistic standard for men to have. That's the way that a lot of men are living in fairy tale world. I mean, we have to be practical and realistic, you know, because we keep the world running and shit, and the math got to add up in men's lives because nobody's going to let us live in delusion. But a lot of men are delusional. They think, oh, I'm going to find this woman and she's going to love me and she ain't going to care how much I make. That's a thing, but it's such a small percentage. It's not really a thing like that. All women want to be provided for. You know, so what really is the definition of a gold digger? I mean, what woman isn't a gold digger? What woman is going to give you sex without the expectation that you're going to pay for something at some point? Whether it's a date, a house, something. I mean, money is going to be involved. How many women would fuck you if they knew, like, this man will never spend a cent on you? How many women would still keep fucking on a dude if she knew that she had to be with him for a lifetime and he would never spend 1 cent on anything? The bills, he's not spending any money. The whole relationship for a lifetime, he ain't gonna spend shit. How many women would keep fucking him for a lifetime? Exactly. I don't know. Y'all can let me know what your definition of a gold digger is. Is it just a woman who only strictly goes after rich men? Okay. Like she's basically preying on rich men. Okay, I guess that you could say that's a gold digger. And other bitches are just seeing what they can get or something, or other women had an attitude like, well, it would be nice, but I'm not about to, like, dedicate my life to going after one. But it'd be nice if I met one. Maybe that's the difference between the regular level gold digging bitch and the official gold digger.
This is something I had to learn. I remember one man I was dating, he promised to buy me a car. I had really wanted this Mercedes truck at the time, and he had promised he was going to buy it for me. He took me to even go look at the cars and car shopping and everything. And just him saying it and pretending as though he was going to do it made me think that he truly was going to do it. So I gave a lot more of myself to him just based off of those promises that he made me. And in the end, he did not follow through with that promise. Uh-huh. And I felt stupid. I felt used. And
yeah, you were stupid. And yes, you did get used. But that's the price you pay when gold digging. Being a gold digging tramp, it's ups and downs. You gotta just take it on the chin and keep pushing. Literally take it on the chin and keep pushing.
It was a huge learning lesson for me not to take any man's word, to only pay attention to his actions. And also, that is where I came up with the power of reaction. Do not react before you receive the promise, before you receive the thing, because a lot of time, all they want is the reaction. All they want is for you to smile and get all excited, and then your energy shifts and you're wanting to do.
Oh, I was thinking about this earlier, randomly. You know, when women are young and hot, they miss the plot bars. They don't, like, understand the whole point of being young and hot is to lock down the best man you can for a lifetime. It isn't just to get fucked by a whole bunch of elite guys. I was thinking about that earlier. Like, it's so many young hot bitches who are just, you know, sucking their own clit. Like, oh, I'm young and hot and I got all these dudes and I got a roster and I got all these tall, handsome, charismatic dudes trying to fuck me. Okay, but what's the end goal, bitch? I mean, okay, what? You look up, you're 40 and you fuck 20 elite guys with six packs and good jobs, but nothing came of it. You ain't married. You don't got no kids. You didn't build anything of substance. What the fuck was the point? Okay, cool. You fucked, you know, 20 elite guys and had 20, you know, elite flings. And, you know, maybe a couple guys bought you an iPhone. Maybe a couple guys took you on some trips and took you on a yacht. But, okay, what do you got now? It was a waste. Your young, beautiful years, your young, beautiful, fertile years was a fucking waste. You just played games and fucked off your best years. It's not a flex to be young and hot, unless you're actually going to use it for what it's for, if you know what I mean. It just doesn't make sense. They just don't get it. They literally don't get it. So, like, for example, this woman, she's young and attractive, and from what I see, she married a rich guy. So I got to get this bitch props. At least she get the plot. I'm young and hot, and I'm going to try to use, you know, my youth and beauty to land a rich man and secure my life for the rest of my life. And she did it. Congrats to her. She beat the game. She won the game as a woman. This is winning the game. not necessarily with a rich man, but just even just getting with a decent dude and building a life and getting with a dude who's willing to take care of you and be there for you and all that. Like, that's winning. That's winning for a woman. Like, it's not even really about the money. But I used my youth and beauty to get the best guy that I could, and now we can build a life together. That should be the end goal for every young, beautiful woman. That's the point of you being young and beautiful. But they're not smart enough to know that. So they just get fucked by a bunch of guys and play a bunch of games with a bunch of guys and look up and they're 40 and damaged and nobody want them. They super failed as a woman.
Do more because you're so excited about the thing and you feel like you're in heaven because you're going to get this thing that you've been wanting. And his mission was accomplished. He is getting what he wants and doesn't even have to deliver on the thing. Your energy is not on credit. He needs to pay cash for it,
which means
what he says, it has to be tangible. Until it's tangible in your hand, it does not exist. And don't treat it like it exists. Don't even get excited about it. Just say, oh, okay, that'll be nice. Simple as that. Nothing more. And if he wants that positive reaction from you, if he wants anything more from you, he's going to have to deliver to get that.
If you are liking this content, then I have something even more exciting for you.
I just don't understand. I mean, whoever married her, he literally just married her because she's hot. She's not smart. She doesn't have good character. We could tell that just by what we watched so far. I don't know, man. I don't know.
And that is my hypergamous dating handbook. It just dropped today.
Hell no.
It's on the website. It's on the community tab. If you are a woman looking to practice hypergamy, you are in the dating phase.
I should buy it and do a review on it, y'all. My hypergamy handbook.
Then honey, this is what you need. So I just wanted to interrupt this video really quick to tell you about that. If you're interested, head on over to the neutral.
This is a good time to do some e-begging. Hit up the donations. It's my birthday month and we're trying to get to the $15 goal to guarantee a 2-hour live stream and a $25 goal to guarantee a stream tomorrow. Hit up the Streamlabs, Cash App, PayPal, Super Chat, Super Sticker. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor starting at $5. It would make you the king of the stream. Let's get it.
SofieWife.com and get yours.
Johnson, you're fired.
Why?
It's not you. It's your shirt.
But it's Casual Friday.
Well, you've taken...
So false promises is definitely something that a lot of men do because they know that if they say the right things, they'll get what they want. And after they've gotten what they want, they don't care about delivering it anymore because they've already gotten it. And if they've already gotten it, chances are your emotions are now involved and it's harder for you to let go because one, you're hanging on to the promise and two, you've now created a soul tie with this man. So it's going to be a lot harder for you to walk away. The next thing, if you come across too far on the sugar baby side, he's going to keep you a secret. If you come across as too young, immature, just something fun, he's not really going to want to introduce you into his world and transition you from someone that he's talking to his potential wife. So this is something that I wish I would have known beforehand so that I could be aware of the signs of a man who was truly serious about me versus a man who only saw me as a sugar baby. Or,
well, you are just a sugar, like you're a glorified sugar baby. That you don't have a good personality. You're not smart. You're not charismatic. Like, I don't know why he married you. Seriously. I don't know what maybe you're a beard or something. I don't know. I just... Let's move on real quick, because I. Y'all get the gist of this one. Oh, God. Time for Hot Garbage Strikeout. Neo, I need you to keep score, my brother. You're the best scorekeeper on my team. Now, let's play Hot Garbage Strikeout. I got a feeling this woman is going to reach, you know, cow manure level. Let's get it.
Hello.
Let me see. Is this blue hair or is it a scarf? Oh, it's blue hair.
Yeah, it's blue.
Okay. Let's do the VA vets visual analysis. Blue hair. Smurf blue hair. Negative 20 points. Lip, some type of lip cheek ring. Negative 10 points. Let's get it.
Let me see this blue hair, girl.
You like it?
Blues. What type of time is you?
You like it?
Okay, I mean, it's different.
Yeah, she's trying to play you. Yes, she's trying to be funny. She was trying to, you like it? You like it? No, she doesn't like it. She thinks it looks stupid and ridiculous, like we all do. Nice try, though. Like, it's different. I don't like it, but it's different.
Yeah. It's just something quick. I'm about to go out and have a drink.
Okay, are you looking for love?
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Remy.
Remy, where are you calling me from?
Rochester, we both looking for love.
Okay, let me talk to you first. Rochester, okay. New York?
Yeah, Rochester, New York.
Okay, how old are you?
29.
And what you do for a living?
Say that again?
What do you do for a living?
I work in a hospital.
Okay. You have any children?
Yeah, I got kids.
How many kids do you have?
Six.
You really have six kids?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Neo, I thought I said, maybe I'm tripping, so y'all could correct me. I think I said 20 points off for the blue hair and 10 points off for the lip ring. So I think we had negative 30. Somebody could correct me if I'm wrong. So the snuffleupagus eyelashes, I'll just take 5 off for that. Now, 6 kids, another 20 points off. Oh my goodness. And if she say never married, well, we'll wait. We'll wait.
How old are your 6 kids?
11, 8, 9, 3, 2, and 5.
Are they all by the same man?
No.
No.
How many men?
Not.
4.
Why are you not with the 2-year-old dad?
I think he on your show.
He on my show, the 2-year-old dad?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he on your show.
Who was your 2-year-old dad?
You said, who is he?
Yeah.
His name JJ.
I don't know if she meant he was on an episode or if he's in the chat. But whatever. It doesn't matter. 6 by 4. I already know she was never married. So let's just take another 10 points off. She's officially at negative 65. She's officially cow manure. 1 minute and 32 seconds in.
He was on my show?
No. He on your show, like, when I go, like, he got your show on his app.
Okay, has he ever been a guest on my show like you are right now?
No, I don't think so.
So why y'all not together, though?
Because I just don't want to, we not good for each other at all. It's toxic, real bad.
Because you're toxic. and you love toxic men. You ain't giving no pussy to no good, nice dude. Let's be real. I mean, not that I would wish that on a good, nice dude, but you know what I mean. I love when they say, oh, he was toxic, it was toxic, because you're toxic. And you love toxic. They ain't going to mention that, though.
Why are you not with the 3?
If you have been waiting for the right moment to chip
no.
in,
hell no.
It's here
hell
right
no.
now.
Hell no.
Polling shows we are the underdog in a
2-year-old dad.
That is his dad.
Oh, that's the same. So the 2-year-old and the 3-year-old got the same dad?
Yes.
Okay. And why are you not with the 5-year-old dad?
Because he was too controlling, and I don't like nobody to control me.
Okay.
A relationship really ain't for you. If you don't want a man to put no boundaries on you and put no, you know, rules and regulations on you as a woman, just stay single or go less. All these women need to stop being in relationships, stop having kids. If you don't want a man to have authority over you, don't get a man. Because only a weak man... Only a weak man is going to be in a relationship with a woman. He can't tell her shit. He can't, you know, put no rules on her when she got to come back in the house. Nothing. If he can't do nothing, then yeah, that's a weak ass dude. That ain't worth being with anyway. So just don't date men. Get fucked by men and just get back out the way.
Have you ever been engaged or married?
No.
So we got Remy, Rochester, New York, 29, works at the hospital. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Pisces.
Works at the hospital is a Pisces. Mine is 6 kids by 4 men, correct?
I don't give a fuck about what y'all talking about. I'm not even reading y'all comments.
What just happened?
Because it looked like they talking about some hoe. Now he said JJ. Somebody said JJ from Coco Melon. Might as well be.
That's funny.
Okay.
Bring the camera up so your head's not cut off.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So mom to 6 kids.
Yeah, we'll take another 10 points off for her not being married. Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Is by 4 men, never married. So what kind of man are you looking for now, Remy?
Oh, God fearing.
I'm looking for somebody that's, I'm not even going to come up here and say I'm looking for somebody honest. I just want to talk to somebody that's well within a self. Like, you got to be real within yourself. I don't give a fuck how much money you make, honestly, because I make my own money. I'm not on here looking for nobody with no high figures or anything like that. I just want to talk to somebody that's cool, you know. But you got to work. I'm tired of thugs. I don't want to talk to no thugs, anybody in the streets or nothing like that. You got to be working.
But here's the thing. Like, once AD said this, once their pussy is calibrated for street niggas, that's all it'll ever work for from now on. Like, I don't wish a good man on her. I don't wish even a slight hood nigga who got a 9-to-5 on her. Like, a step up from a certified street nigga. Like, you don't qualify for anybody else but that. You got 6 kids. No man with anything going on for himself is signing up for a bitch with blue hair and 6 kids by 4 street niggas. Like, make it work with one of them street niggas. You a street bitch. Y'all go together. Like peanut butter and jelly.
If you do have kids, I hope you're in their life, because you can't be like, you can't be fucking with me and you not taking care of your kids. That's weird.
Okay.
Weird with blue hair? Never mind.
Okay, do you want more kids?
Hell no. Please. No,
I'm done with having kids.
You're done with having kids. Okay. Mm-hmm. What are your deal breakers?
The result of female empowerment. I mean, this is the extreme end of the spectrum, but I'm so against any type of female empowerment. I think 80 to 90% of women should be completely controlled by a man her whole life, from her father to her husband. There should never be any lapse in control as far as, yeah, man running her life. Because this is the results. Not always. This is, like I said, extreme, but yeah. 6 kids by 4 different men is what female empowerment brought this woman. And this negatively affects the whole society. Let's be clear. She's on some type of government assistance. You know, you men in the comments, like, y'all paying for this.
No funny. I don't want nobody that's down low. I don't.
But you look like a whole dude, though, so I ain't going to go there. Never mind.
Liars, don't lie to me because I don't lie to you. Somebody with bad hygiene, stinky.
Does it look like she has good hygiene? What do you think her hair smells? What do you think her blue head smells like when you waking up in the morning, turn over and get a whiff of it? Just never mind.
Feet, that's a no-go. If you got a feet problem, might as well not even DM me. I'm broke. I'm sorry.
What is broke to you?
Broke is literally having $0 in your bank account. Like, you can't even go to the store and get a quarter juice.
Damn. I mean, I agree. That's too damn broke. Yeah, ain't no excuse for a grown man not to be able to afford a quarter juice. I'm with her on that one. That is broke. I mean, shit. I mean, even homeless people can afford a quarter juice. So that is too broke.
So is there a money amount he should make in order to date you?
You gotta at least, I say, I ain't never gonna hold you. Like, you gotta at least be up in the range like 1,200. I'm gonna give a person like 1,200. I think that's reasonable.
1,200 a year?
Oh no, not a not a year. A year, I say about like 35.
Okay.
I give a person like 35 a year.
She don't qualify for a decent man making 35. She qualify for a nigga who can't afford a quart of juice. Why do you think you're attracting niggas who can't afford a quart of juice? Because you got six kids and blue hair. So no, ma'am, I reject your deposit. You don't deserve a man to make 35K.
Make at least 35. Okay. Should he look a certain way?
He don't have to look a certain way. Just, I don't want to date nobody shorter than me. And nobody bigger than me, as far as like, you can't be fat, like your stomach can't be hanging to the floor.
Ma'am, you be lucky to get with a short, fat, bald man who can't afford a quart of juice. Just to let you know.
Stop laughing, sis. The shit not funny. I'm trying to be serious here. Yeah, you can take your sip. Take one for me too.
Oh, it's not alcohol. It's not alcohol.
Oh,
it's not alcohol. Oh, it's not alcohol. Okay. All right.
I thought she was covered up. Like, I thought she had a sweater on, but of course the middle of the sweater is cut out. Of course. Why would I think anything different? What was I fucking thinking, right?
We already got to the money question. Make at least 35K, correct?
Yes.
Let's do the Kendrick hand.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Of course. The blue hair, that's her hair. It's not a scarf. I asked that in the beginning. I was like, is it a scarf or is it your hair?
I'm trying to.
Kendra be throwing shade, bruh. She petty. She's a typical petty woman.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, you gotta
put your whole body in the camera? Yeah, so it's
time
to me. But
okay.
You see me?
You're small to have had six kids.
Yeah.
Would y'all hit it on a slow night? How drunk would you have to be, big dog?
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna show you. I don't got you on here.
So Remy, what's the age range you want to date? You're 29.
Okay, so lately a lot of people been telling me that I need to stop dating in my age racket and try to go a little higher. So I'm 29. I date somebody between the ages of 30.
What y'all think the age range is going to be? Let me know in the chat. Let me know in the chat. We really don't give a fuck, do we? I'm going to get off here after her because the donations is dry. I did have some more stuff lined up.
It's 10 p.m.
You know?
Do you know?
But I don't think we're going to meet that $15 goal to get a two-hour live stream. I had this lined up. What else did I have lined up? Oh, this simp dude was interesting. I had this lined up. I was going to do one of these. I don't know. Yeah. If we get some donations in the next, 10 minutes, if we make that $15 goal, we'll keep going. But if not, I'm going to get off here after her.
35 to 60.
Oh. Yeah, GoDaddy Arrow is so easy. AI built me a website in minutes. Yeah. No hassle, no passive-aggressive opinion.
35.
Shit, these niggas nowadays at 60, they don't even be looking like it.
I said that's different.
35 to 60, right?
Yes.
35 to 60, okay. So when was your last relationship? Wait, you'll go all the way to, you'll go 30 years older than you?
Yeah.
Why you wanna go 30 years older?
Because
I think they're more mature. I mean, certain people, you got to just conversate with them a little bit. And I was, like, this guy that worked at my job, we be having the conversations and stuff, but there's not no somebody that I would talk to. So that's out the question. He's just a good friend.
Okay. So when was your last relationship?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Oh, God.
Do toys count?
No toys don't count, ma'am. When's the last time you've been intimate with someone? Is it inanimate? Oh, wait, I think I used the wrong word. Look, an object isn't someone. Hey, somebody type that word, inanimate. Hey, somebody type it, if you know how to spell it. Inanimate. I'm saying it wrong. I got a feeling I'm saying it wrong. All right.
Do what?
Stop laughing. I said a toys count.
Okay, I gotta, sometimes people do give me the toy last time. I'm talking about a human being.
A month ago.
Okay, is that guy an option?
He was, but not no more, because,
Well, maybe you're not so great. If all the guys that have anything to do with you is broke and this and controlling, maybe you should just stop dating, ma'am.
No.
Nope. Cut him off. Nope.
Why you cut him off?
Because he just a whore.
And so are you.
Okay.
He just I'm not with that dipping and dabbing. If you with me, you with me. If I'm with you, I'm with you. You're not about to be screwing me and screwing everybody else. You're not doing that.
Not doing that. Okay. So, Remy, three flaws you have to work on.
You want to help me?
Nope. We can help her out. I'm not even going to say mine first. I'm going to let y'all say some in the chat before I say mine. Well, we're probably going to say the same thing.
I cuss a lot.
That's a good one.
Working on that. Saving more because I like to spend.
That's another good one. She got some self-awareness. Most women need to work on that. They get money and they blow money. They don't save, they don't invest. They just get it and blow it. Girl math.
And being careful who I give my heart to.
Now, Remy, are you familiar with my show?
Yeah, I watch your show a lot.
Okay, so you know the cousins is going to talk about this. So I'm going to give you a chance to respond. What would you say to the people that's going to say something about you being 29 with six kids?
I love my babies, and I pop them out, and I take care of them, and that's on period.
As simple as that. Do you want a guy to be a stepfather to your children?
And that part, I'm not looking for nobody to be no stepdaddy to my kids. I mean, if a man do come in the picture and he wants to take that role, I'm not going to stop a person, but I'm not looking. My kids ain't about to be calling no me a daddy. My kids is respectable or whatever like that.
I highly doubt it, ma'am. I highly, highly doubt it. Everybody say a prayer for them kids tonight.
But I'm not looking for no damn stepdaddy. I'm looking for a daddy for me.
Looking for a...
Well, why wouldn't you consider your... Never mind.
Not looking for a stepdaddy. She's looking for a daddy for her.
Right. Okay. That part.
And why would a guy be lucky to be with you, Remy?
Because I'm funny. You're not funny. I'm outgoing.
Why do black women think they're funny?
But I'm sorry, I'm reading the text. I'm outgoing. I'm truthful. I don't lie. Like I don't feel like I have to lie, honestly, because when you lie, you just gotta keep making them up. And I don't got time for that shit. I'm too grown. And I'm real. I mean, shit. I know how to cook. I clean.
I hate when women say that. Like the most basic adult things you could do when you live in a house is cook and clean in the own house you live in. That just shows that women don't have anything to offer. That their shining fucking thing to offer is I cook and clean in the house I'm going to be living in. Wow. I'm going to end on that note. Thanks for stopping by. Join the membership. And what else? That's about it. I got to go. Peace and hair grease.